Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, how you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and I don't have to tell you, you certainly know the deal here by now. I want you all to listen up and get a load of this. There were plenty of games going on with our local teams this past weekend, plenty. But the highlight for me was the pregame ceremony going on at Citi Field yesterday. Why? Because number 16 was retired by the Mets. That's right, number 16, belonging to the doctor, Doc Gooden, Dwight Gooden. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And, you know, I've seen guys have their numbers retired before, and this one just hit home to me. It's not like Doc was my favorite player, okay? It was just, you know, I arrived on the scene at Channel 9 in 1988. In fact, my first night on the air was game one of the 1988 NLCS between the Mets and the would-be World Series champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. But, you know, Doc had already been Doc. Doc had already been Doc. You know, he didn't just come on the scene. He exploded on the scene. All right? How's this? You know, this is not about numbers, but I'm going to give them to you. If anybody doesn't know, first year 17-9, second year 24-4, 1.53 earned run average, 16 complete games, 8 shutouts, 276 innings pitched. Okay, the next year 17-6 when they won the World Series. The next year 15-7, and when I arrived, he was coming off. It was 18-9. Okay, so we're talking about somebody very, very special. But as special as one might be, he also had some special problems. And those special problems came to know about and to understand how fragile, and that's the term that I use, how fragile Dwight Gooden was, because I don't think he is any longer, but he was for a long time, how fragile he was, because after that 86 World Series, when his teammates were in a championship parade down the Canyon of Heroes, he was watching on TV doing crack or whatever he was doing with some people sitting in a housing project. And that was the beginning for all of us to learn of the maladies of Doc Gooden, Dwight Gooden. But the reason I talk about it is because the one thing about Doc, and I came to know him pretty well. I'm not saying I was best friends, but I had a good enough, I'll even say I have a good enough relationship with him where I can talk to him. We've done a few things together, spoke several times. And the one thing that Doc never did that I've seen several other athletes do, whether it was drugs or performance enhancing steroids or, you know, domestic abuse, anything, Doc never made excuses. Never made excuses. Never was cry me a river. Never was woe is me. Never was feel sorry for me. I think the biggest thing that mortified Doc was his embarrassment. The only person Doc really hurt was himself. But having said that, you know, I know some people are going to say, well, wait a minute, Russ. What do you mean the only person he hurt was himself? How about his teammates and guys he played with? You know, not being there when it counted, when he was out doing things he shouldn't have been doing. And you know what? That's fair. And I'm not going to sit here, because I've always been pretty hard when it comes to drug users. Not everybody's an addict. Doc was, or as they say, he still is, because you're always in recovery. But he just never made excuses. He was what he was. Like I say, if you want to say he is what he is. But it was never somebody else's fault. It was never, I don't know how this happened. It was never, it couldn't have been me. No, it's got to be a mistake. This was Doc. And the reason I always use him as a cautionary tale, because for those of you who are familiar with Doc Gooden, you know, you're talking about a guy who burst on the scene as the rookie of the year in 1984 at 19 years old. At 19 years old, people don't do, in particular, pitchers don't do what he was doing at 19 years old. And then at 20 years old, he has arguably, you know, the greatest season ever for a pitcher, especially a 20-year-old pitcher, 24-4, a 1.53 earned run average, 16 complete games, 8 shutouts, 276 innings pitched. But why is it a cautionary tale? And why do I worry about young people like that being so fragile? I'll tell you why. Because how do you come to the big city? You're not just the talk of the Big Apple. You're the talk of the nation. You're the talk of Major League Baseball. How do you deal with that notoriety? How do you deal with it, and how do you live up to it? And I've seen it, you know, I've said this many, many times about athletes. You know, most of the professional athletes, I'd say darn near every one of them, they were all stars when they were like a knee high, okay? From the time they were 5 years old, they were always the best athletes. Now, I'm generalizing. I'm sure there were exceptions. But usually, they were always the best athletes. They were always the best athletes going from 5 to 7 to 10 to 12 to 15 to 18, all the way up until they get to the big leagues, or could be the NFL or the NBA or the NHL. And I always worry, because I've seen it. How does a young guy who, let's say, comes from nothing, doesn't even know how to write a check, now has all this, especially in today's world, where it's not millions, it's gazillions of dollars? They're fragile. And you know, just because a guy is a star between the lines doesn't mean he's not a baby at heart. He's still a kid. I've said this several times about athletes. You know, just because a big lineman comes in and he's 21 years old and he was a star in college, you're still dealing with men. But Doc was even different. He was the star. He was overpowering everybody. Everybody wanted a piece of Doc. Doc this, Doc that. How do you deal with that? An adoring public who thinks you're the cat's meow. I don't know. But I know Doc couldn't deal with it. And he's just one example. Today, I'm not talking about anybody else. I just want to talk about Doc Gooden. But Doc Gooden, to me, is the premier, the primo example of what you have to deal with when you're a star, because listen, and I've said this time and time again, folks, the guys who really have their feet on the ground are the guys who between their ears know, hey, I'm a great athlete, I'm a star, and I'm damn lucky to be one. I'm damn lucky to be one. I'm fortunate. But because I am, it doesn't make me better than anybody else. Now, I'm not saying Doc thought he was better than anybody else, but everybody thought Doc was better than everybody else. How does a young man live up to all those expectations and all the limelight? Again, I'm not giving him an excuse for his drug problems. Not giving him an excuse. And Doc wasn't looking for an excuse. But now at 59 years old, you can look back and he can look back and say, how the hell was I dealing with that? I was Dwight. I'm not Dwight. Now I'm Doc. And everybody's coming up to him. The media's coming up, for lack of a better term. He could have pulled his pants down and they would have kissed his ass before and after every game. He was a sweet kid, a superstar performer who everybody liked. They were in love with him. They were enthralled with him. But why did they love him and why were they enthralled with him? Because he was Doc, the pitcher. And sometimes those great athletes, again, I'm just using Doc as an example. Yeah, everybody loves me and I have my problems, but now I'm going home by myself. I can do this and I can do that. And I can have everybody be my gopher and kiss my ass. But what happens, you know, I'm alone. They don't know what's going on between my ears now. And when I saw Doc yesterday, and I was listening to him talk, he just sounded, and I'm saying to myself, at 59 years old, he finally sounds like he figured it out. Now that's, folks, that's a long time to have to try and figure something out, don't you think? Especially who he was and what he was doing. I mean, he wasn't just any athlete. He was Doc Gooden. He was it. He was the biggest star on the biggest stage, in the biggest city, in the biggest market in the world. He was it. There was nobody bigger. Doc was it. You know, people, you didn't have to be a Mets fan. There were people who wanted tickets to get into Shea Stadium when they were playing at Shea Stadium. They wanted tickets on the night Doc was pitching. You know, it was like, you know, when Michael Jordan would come to town, or LeBron James, or, you know, whatever the superstars were. People flock to that. Well, you weren't a baseball fan. You don't have to be a baseball fan. Doc, this guy, Doc, like, oh, can I got to go see him. I got to go see him. How do you live up to that? It's very hard to do. And for me personally, watching him, like I say, I came onto the scene in 89. He was already established as a star. And he already was established as having some problems. And, you know, we certainly know he left the Mets. We know George Steinbrenner saved him, brought him to the Yankees, as he did with Doc Gooden. They helped deliver championships. He pitched a no-hitter in pinstripes. But there was always a problem. There was always a problem with Doc. And I don't know if he couldn't get the right help. But, you know, the most important person who can help you, folks, is yourself. If you can't help yourself, it's trouble. And for so very long, Doc, being as fragile as he was, couldn't help himself. All the great performances, all the strikeouts, all the magnificent displays of athleticism, couldn't help him solve his problems. But I watched him have his number retired yesterday. And I watched that number being retired. I don't know what I felt, if it was relief, happiness, melancholiness, if that's a word, sadness, emotion, all of the above, because, you know, I watched this guy, you know, and I was around him for a good part of his career. And before I was around him, I was watching him, you know, from afar. And he was always, you know, he was something to behold. He was one of those special, special people. Well, maybe he wasn't a special person. Maybe he was a special athlete. And maybe that's where the problem lies. We forget that some of these special athletes are just normal people. Regular people. Some of them could deal with success. Some of them can't. Some of them rise to heights. Some of them have downfalls. Doc has had his share of downfalls. But time and time again, with the help of some others, he's gotten up off the deck. And yesterday, he wasn't counted out. Yesterday, he was standing tall to have number 16 retired. Doc Gooden, Dwight Gooden, back with the Mets where he belongs. Because Doc said, you know, when he brought up in his speech, you know, years with the Yankees, you know, because you know how fans are, they're going to boo. And he says, hey, wait a minute, I'm always a Met. But, good for Doc. Yesterday was a good day. You didn't have to be a Met fan. You didn't have to be a Yankee fan. If you were a baseball fan and you were a fan of people bouncing back, watching Doc Gooden have number 16 retired was a special day. I know it was for me. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. As always, you can do it on Twitter or X or whatever the heck you want to call it at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Now I got to thank my home here at Bleav.com because I tell you each and every week, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, got to thank you to people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. And again, I'd like to remind all of you, if you haven't done so already, please do and tell your friends to do and family to do the very same. Download the Yes app. And by downloading the Yes app, you can also see me on my video podcast of Get a Load of This, which a new one comes out each and every Tuesday, so there'll be a new one out for you tomorrow, and you'll be able to see me. Sometimes I'm talking about the same stuff, sometimes I'm talking about other stuff. But again, all you got to do is download the Yes app, as simple as that. But like I said, that's a wrap on today. Thanks for being part of it. Till next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.